USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Moody's Analytics is reporting Americans are starting to spend their savings they accumulated over the first 2 years of the pandemic. From the start of the pandemic to the end of 2021, U.S. households built up $2.7 trillion in extra savings. The COVID-19 lockdown kept people at home with nowhere to spend money, but now it's being used to offset inflation's ugly costs. A suspect has been apprehended in the 4th of July parade shooting in Highland Park, Illinois, a suburb of Chicago. A crazed 22-year-old, police say, is to blame. Robert Cremo was arrested a few hours after running away from the scene. Local resident at the event, Warren Freed, was on Fox News and wants to know why.
We want to know why someone with a neurological who wasn't right, who lived in our community, didn't get the support and resources that my children are getting right now.
USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
President Zelensky of Ukraine congratulated the United States on Monday for celebrating our independence. Russian President Vladimir Putin blew off President Biden. A woman convicted of murder gets a pardon from Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom of California.
California Governor Gavin Newsom, before the holiday weekend, issued a pardon to Sarah Cruzan. She's a victim of teen sex trafficking who spent nearly 2 decades in prison for killing her abuser. Cruzan was 16 when she was tried as an adult. She was sentenced to life without the possibility of parole in 1995 for killing George Gilbert Howard as he tried to sexually assault her. Cruzan's sentence was commuted to 25 to life by then-Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger in 2010, only to be resentenced 3 years later to a term of 19 to life. That was followed by her release after serving 18 years by then-Governor Jerry Brown. Cruzan has since become a national advocate for prison reform. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Cracking down on U.S. tech giants is intensifying as U.S. Senate enters a crucial month for the antitrust bills. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, will need to decide whether to prioritize measures to regulate Google, Apple, Amazon, and Meta over other key bills before the August recess. As the American dream continues to be stressed under the current economic system with out-of-control inflation and fuel prices, the highest ever under any American president, President Biden continues to think it's the man behind the curtain's fault. Senator Tom Cotton is on the Senate Economic Committee. He calls out the Biden blame game.
This is just another example of Joe Biden blaming inflation on anyone but himself. We've had these tariffs in place for 3 or even 4 years, and we didn't have inflation when it started. Similarly, you know, he keeps blaming Vladimir Putin's war on Ukraine for inflation, but we had inflation well before Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine. The problem here is Joe Biden's policies, and especially his energy policy, because the price of gasoline and electricity drives the cost of everything else. Whether you buy it at a grocery store or Walmart or anywhere else, it took energy to make it, took gas to drive it there, takes energy and electricity to keep it there. So if we would unlock the American oil and gas and coal sector and allow them to produce the energy we need, that would bring down the prices of everything. But what does Joe Biden do? He'd rather go to Iran and Venezuela and beg them to produce more than go to North Dakota or Texas.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.